Trump admin slams Bruce Springsteen's irrelevant anti-ICE song as he releases music video. By Simon Kent on January 30, 2026. The Trump administration was quick to deliver its verdict on Bruce Springsteen's self-regarding anti-ICE protest song Streets of Minneapolis, slamming it Thursday as an irrelevance because the White House is not focused on random songs with irrelevant opinions and inaccurate information. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson issued a statement to Variety about the hyperbolic anthem which the septuagenarian released on Wednesday. It read, "The Trump administration is focused on encouraging state and local Democrats to work with federal law enforcement officers on removing dangerous criminal illegal aliens from their communities, not random songs with irrelevant opinions and inaccurate information. The media should cover how Democrats have refused to work with the administration, and instead, opted to provide sanctuary for these criminal illegals." As Breitbart News reported, Springsteen put out Minneapolis on Wednesday in response to what he called the state terror being visited on the city of Minneapolis. In it, he praises insurrectionist protesters and calls the president King Trump. "I wrote this song on Saturday, recorded it yesterday and released it to you today in response to the state terror being visited on the city of Minneapolis," he said on Blue Sky. "It's dedicated to the people of Minneapolis, our innocent immigrant neighbors, and in memory of Alex Preddy and Renee Good. Stay free." Springsteen has used any and all opportunities to dismiss Donald Trump before, even when touring overseas using his working-class hero persona to belittle the country and voters that gave him so much. Springsteen was a major supporter of Joe Biden, who is responsible for throwing the southern border wide open and creating the dangerous situation we now face that spurred President Trump to run on a promise to launch one of the biggest deportation policies in presidential history, Warner Todd Houston of Breitbart noted. The 76-year-old rocker also backed Kamala Harris, who had pledged to continue Biden's open-door policies. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.